This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yes, indeed. The third hour begins of our little get-together we call the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And it is 8:06, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's actually going to be 8:07 in mere seconds. That's how on top of it I am today.
Man, you're amazing.
Greg, what's your excuse?
Now it's 8:07.
What's going on?
Well, it's living the dream.
Washing the car today?
It's too hot. Man.
It really is.
I got out and did some yard work yesterday. We at least got a little cloud cover once in a while and a breeze once in a while because there was that chance of thunderstorms. I thought one was going to blow in. I'm like, okay, I'll get it mowed, get it trimmed, get it, you know, blow it into the weeds. And it didn't rain. I was kind of bummed.
I went and threw some weights around, pumped some iron. And,
look at you.
Then I came home and basked. In my Shangri-La backyard with my cheap above-ground pool, which is working very, very well. And I'm glad I saved a $50K. And, yep.
Can you get an in-ground pool for that these days?
That's about it.
It's not
cheap.
I didn't think you'd get one for that hardly.
That's some of my guesstimations.
Can't imagine.
No, I mean, even if I dug the hole, you know? It's like, give me that hose. I'll spray some concrete or whatever in there. But no takers.
This might be why you're not a pool contractor.
Yes, one of the many.
Could have something to do with it. And you don't want to work that hard.
That's true, too.
So there's that part. I don't blame you.
So what's this squabble going on? If you're not familiar, it basically goes, and I'll try, if I, here's the gist of it.
Big paraphrase coming, friends.
Newberry, the city, was very proactive in doing a sports tourism program, building a set of baseball fields designed to bring in travel teams that would bring in people who would spend the night and their families in hotels while the kids play baseball, travel ball, tournament ball. This is a big deal. It is a big moneymaker. It does put heads in beds. It does generate revenue. Sports tourism is huge. And this would be just one aspect of it. Of course, there's all kinds of other aspects. You've got the same thing going on with, you know, kids that travel around, do the volleyball and all that. I mean, you can imagine pretty much any sport. They do. You know, everybody travels around. And, well, I know, because Robbie was involved in travel ball. And, you know, you're happy to be a part of it. You've got memories that'll last forever. But, you know, as a family, you're spending money. You got hotels. Most of the time, you're eating out and stuff. Good for the local economy. Maybe not so good for the families. But, I wouldn't change it. I wouldn't change any of it for the world. But, they built this nation's park. Now it's called Champions Park. They've had three different entities running the park out there. And Newberry, the city, says, you know, we need to really partner up again or further with the county basically, we need some help with maintenance and stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, the county years ago agreed, hey, look, we'll fund this thing, but then you're on your own. Hmm. And that was the agreement.
Okay.
Well, now it appears that the city of Newberry is like, well, yeah, but we need additional help. And look, we've done our part. We've helped to generate all kinds of revenue, which is another bone of contention. How much revenue did they really generate? You know, there's some numbers to look at as far as heads in beds,
right,
and stuff.
Sure.
But it still doesn't make the county, the Alachua County, responsible for continuing upkeep if that was not part of their original agreement. Now, can they enter into a new agreement and change some of the terms? Sure, they could. It doesn't. At least I don't get the feeling that that's going to happen. Now, Main Street Daily News has reported on this. I think other outlets have as well. And one of the things I haven't seen, it doesn't mean it hasn't been in print or whatever, but how much income does the park itself generate? In other words, I know these teams pay these fees to be in these tournaments.
Right.
And the parents usually have to pay some sort of admission charge and things like that. So what does the actual park directly generate? And why isn't that enough to take care of the upkeep and the maintenance that it needs? And it does sound like some of the expenses, I mean, this park is not that old, and I know they've kind of revamped some things, but as far as maintenance goes, I'm taking a guess at what it would take to maintain. It is pristine, by the way. It's a very, very nice park.
Yeah, nice property.
But, yeah, I mean, how much money do you want to spend? Now, according to this from the Main Street Daily News, the county dedicated $7 million in tourism development tax funding to build Champions Park, plus an additional million from a 2015 debt restructuring and $347,000 in tournament support through the Gainesville Sports Commission's bid pool. Since the park opened in 2013, Newberry has contracted with three different management companies to oversee Champions Park operations and keep teams coming to play. Rad Sports is the current park operator. During a regular commission meeting on June 24th, Newberry reallocated $2 million of Wild Spaces and Public Places and American Rescue Plan Act funds from the East and Newberry Sports Complex projects toward critical infrastructure needs at Champions Park. Those needs include fixing cracked sidewalks, replacing worn baseball netting, updating bathrooms, and repairing rotting wood on park infrastructure. Again, I don't know what it takes money-wise, but $2 million sounds like a pretty good amount of money to kind of take care of the maintenance of these ballparks. I mean, a lot of the buildings, you know, like the dugouts and stuff, they're all made out of block and stuff. I mean, there's nothing to maintain there. I mean, they have roofs, but come on. A roof on something like that should have no problem lasting 15 or 20 years at least. All right, so Newberry City Manager Jordan Marlowe suggested seeking a partnership with the county for Champions Park maintenance, claiming the facility has put over $100 million back into the county as its second largest driver of heads and beds for hotels. Again, that's another kind of bone of contention about how much money. It was a July 1st Facebook post. Alachua County refuted Newberry's statement that Champions Park is the second largest driver of hotel stays. They say that from April 24 to March 2025, Champions Park accounted for around $3 million, not the $100 million that they had claimed. Only 1.7% of Alachua County's $180 million total hotel revenue. So this is a little kind of a squabble going on, and hopefully cooler heads will be maintained and they'll be able to make sense of this.
I was just talking to the mayor, Tim Martin. We'll probably get somebody on the next day or two to talk about it.
Well, yeah, that'd be great.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and I'd like to know how much the park generates directly and why they can't cover these maintenance costs. And if things are falling apart and wearing out so quickly, is there a problem with the original, you know, person who, you know, built some of these structures? These are just questions. And the Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skyline's Horse Sense, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, good morning, Bob and Greg. Yeah, I remember years ago in Alachua County, I don't know if it was just Gainesville, where there was a bed tax. They voted for a bed tax to be raised there. I'm not even sure if they even did get that through successful, but I called them back then, and I'm a no-new-tax guy, and you told me that, oh, that's a win-win situation to build these, you know, baseball parks, and I love baseball. I have boys that play baseball. Baseball is my number one sport, don't get me wrong. But I just couldn't see it. It seemed like taxation without representation. And I go through the city of Pearson probably 30 times a year, and on a big billboard there, they have Chipper Jones's face when he was a little kid, and they said from here to there, to the up to Cooperstown in the Baseball Hall of Fame. And I was just wondering how good Chipper Jones could have been if he played on one of these fancy new groomed, you know, baseball fields. I just, wow, he would have really been something special. All right, talk to you guys later.
Yeah. Yeah, we all practiced on and played on various conditions of properties. I remember playing high school baseball in Immokalee, Florida.
Hey, I know personally folks who maybe played in the streets of the Dominican Republic and have done just fine.
Somehow they got through it. Look, your point is well taken, and I remember that. I remember that conversation, and you better believe I was a big advocate for it, sports tourism. I still am. But honestly, if I had seen some of the financial burdens attached to it, I may have not been so comfortable in my position. So we'll try to find out more and see what the future holds. 8:17 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And coming up, we've got a special guest that is going to be with us, State Senator Jay Collins, former Green Beret. We've got a lot to ask him about, and that's coming up in a few minutes right here on 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Let's go, Gators! Gator Alcatraz.
I was wondering which ones you were talking about. I'm like, oh, I'm hesitating here because which Gators is
the gotta root
going?
For them Gators.
There you go.
Actually, we do have a real Gator story.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, Ben Shelton. Remember him? He was a Buell's Bobcat. He was a Gator. National championship brought to University of Florida in tennis. And now this guy is advancing to the quarterfinals of the 2025 Wimbledon quarterfinals. Well, all they wear is white. Yep. Mm. Traditional. I love it. So he's advanced to his fifth quarterfinal appearance this year, fourth career major quarterfinal. It was difficult, Shelton said, on court one following the match. I feel like every time I play Sonego, we played at the Australian Open, we played the French Open, and now here, every time I need a big point, he comes up with a highlight shot and maybe the same vice versa, but it was a lot of fun. Oh, he's got tough competition ahead of him. There's a pretty good chance that he is going to play center. Yeah. This guy, he's the number one seed, Jannik Sinner. He is tough. That's probably who he's going to play, but actually, we'll say Dimitrov, the number 19 seed, plays Sinner, and then we'll see. I believe that the quarterfinal match should be Thursday. I better make sure of that. But that is pretty cool. Ben Shelton. I mean, we love that guy. He's a local kid.
Mm-hmm.
Playing for Buholt, playing for the Gators, and now playing on the grass at Wimbledon.
Yes.
Wimbledon. Dunn with a D.
You do hear it pronounced both ways, don't you, every once in a while?
Yeah.
So quarterfinals are tomorrow, right? And then, that's July 3rd. That was the second round. Confusing.
Yeah.
Different schedule. This is an older schedule I'm looking
pretty,
at.
Yeah. I was pretty sure it's, it's either Wednesday or Thursday. Ah, I wish I had it here in front of me. Anyway, my bad.
It's all right.
But people who are into tennis know.
Yes,
but it is nice because some people are like, yeah, tennis is okay, but if you got a local guy you're rooting for,
that's nice.
And it's on the world stage.
Yeah, absolutely.
A little extra incentive.
Yeah.
I think. All right. And then there's the other Gators. The Gators that hang around the perimeter of Alligator Alcatraz. The worst of the worst criminal illegal immigrants are being sent to Alligator Alcatraz, the illegal immigrant detention center in the Florida Everglades. The Republican Party of Florida emphasized. This is a press release that came out on Monday. The Florida GOP highlighted some of the illegal immigrants arrested in Florida, showcased by the Department of Homeland Security, noting that the federal agency clearly stated that some of the illegals listed are the types of violent criminal illegal aliens who could end up being detained at Alligator Alcatraz. The criminal histories of the illegals captured by ICE in Florida extensive. They include, but are not limited to, homicide, child abuse, forcible rape, kidnapping, and sexual assault of a child under 13.
I did not hear you mention poor family looking to make a better life for themselves in that list.
That's because that's not who's going to be sent to Alligator Alcatraz.
Okay.
These are bad, yeah. Bad guys. Vehicle theft, aggravated assault of a police officer, producing and distributing child pornography. These are not Boy Scouts.
Yeah. No.
Thanks to the leadership of President Trump, Governor DeSantis, and Attorney General Uthmeyer, these monsters are off our streets, according to Florida GOP Chairman Evan Power. The Trump administration and Republican leaders are stepping up where Biden and the Democrats have failed, closing the floodgates and putting public safety first. Isn't that nice?
What a concept.
Hearing about the citizens.
Wow.
And their safety.
American citizens, not those of other countries that
snuck in. Like your moms, your daughters, your sisters, your wives, things like that. People that you want to be safe.
Hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Noting Alligator Alcatraz stands as a bold symbol of Florida's commitment to law, order, and safety of our communities. You're darn right. What a great, and send that signal out to everybody. If you're a bad guy,
yep,
you're not going to be playing long in Florida. And so many of the sheriffs that we talk to, you know.
Oh, they're awesome.
If they agree with that, they have the right philosophy,
yep,
and they're there to protect the people that live in their communities exactly the way it's supposed to be. It's a common sense thing, but here we are.
Huh.
It's already doing what it was built to do, help hold and remove violent predators who have no place in our state. The Florida GOP has taken it a step further, too, launching a social media campaign showcasing the illegals arrested by ICE, flying in the face of leftists who claim that innocent grandfathers and grandmothers are being locked up. Yeah. No. That's not happening. All right. So I like it. And you know who will probably talk a little bit more about it and dig in on this one? State Senator Jay Collins, former Green Beret. He coordinated some awesome flights that got a lot of people out of Israel. And we're going to talk about the state budget a little bit. Alligator Alcatraz, will there be something like that? Another one built in Florida? And sanctuary city status and moving forward. All of that is coming your way next on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. We're live and local. We are 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Good morning and welcome. It's 8:34. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Top story still. The search continues. Hopefully they'll find some folks alive. This flood in Texas, absolutely devastating. Over 100, at least 104 reported dead now. Still dozens missing. It's an awful story. But we'll continue to follow it. And we hope that we have some good news and we find some people that are still alive. But time is running short for sure. So joining us right now, Florida State Senator Jay Collins. And good morning, Senator. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing this morning?
Doing fantastic. It's great to hear from you again. And I know a lot of people want to thank you, including me, that you were really instrumental in a lot of flights that were done privately from Israel, bringing Americans back. I know you teamed up with Grey Bull. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, no, and thank you for bringing that up, man. First off, my heart goes out to the people in Texas. I can't imagine, as a dad, what's going through their minds, man. Golly, heartbreaking. Absolutely horrific. One of the most just gut-wrenching stories we've seen in a while. And, you know, I think it's interesting to transition from there into Israel. You know, things could have gone really sideways for our citizens. And what we did is we listened to the Trump administration and how I think they really want to focus on the states stepping up for emergencies, the states putting their money where their mouth is. And, you know, I got to give Governor DeSantis his props on this. What he's done all along is step up and lead when given opportunities, stepped up and lead and taken opportunities. And this was no different. You know, he went out there, he put money on the line. We brought back American citizens. And of course, you know, I had the opportunity to go forward. I was actually in Israel. I was in Cyprus. I was in Amman, Jordan, and a few other places, tracking down American citizens, getting them on buses, moving across the border, getting them on planes from Amman to Cyprus, Cyprus to Tampa, and then redoing the entire thing. You know, it was a blessing to have a certain set of skills before I came into politics. It kind of felt like an old pair of boots, just fit right. But it was an incredible thing, man. But I think the most moving part of it was to see American citizens who really thought they were going to die come home, and the welling up of emotion and the gratitude for what our country provides them. Man, if we could bottle that up, Bob, I can't imagine how much better off our nation would be if you could just show people how blessed we are to be citizens of this country.
Yeah, unfortunately, it takes sometimes, you know, tragedies to bring us together and to realize how good we do have it. And yeah, I mean, you're a, you know, former Green Beret and combat veteran. So for you, you know, there probably wasn't a high level of fear. But for a lot of people, even when you're in a plane flying, you know, out of a potential war zone, that can't be a great feeling for a lot of folks.
For sure. Well, and the airspace was grounded. The boats were grounded. There was no movement. So unless you wanted to go through the border in Egypt or Jordan, there wasn't a whole lot of movement. And people were very uncomfortable. And I'll tell you this. I've been shot at by a lot of things. This is my first time getting shot at with a ballistic missile. And there was a few that were a lot closer than I wanted them to be. And, you know, we had some concrete blowing past us. And it was real. Mm. You know, keeping your head about you is very a key thing in this arena. But, man, I couldn't imagine being a young child or a mom worrying about our kids right there in that situation. So thank God we had the opportunity to step up and lead. Over 2,000 Americans came home, American citizens, most of them Floridians. Just a blessing to serve, and I'm grateful that we could do that for so many.
Hey, what about the state budget now? Are you pretty happy with how that has turned out? Of course, we don't always get everything we want, but overall, pretty good?
Yeah, I think overall it went pretty well. There's some things that we don't love, you know, some things that I don't love. But in the end, I'm glad we got it done. I'm hopeful that this next session, we don't have to go for the elongated approach to this. Would be a lot better to get this thing done at day 60 than day whatever it was, 90, whatever. But, yeah, look, I think the sales tax holidays were something I've heard a lot of gratitude in the community for. People are excited about the 2A one. They're excited about the emergency. And they're excited about the back-to-school things that we've always habitually done. Personally, my projects, I focus on veterans issues, first responder issues, you know, things that support people who support us, who stand up for us, especially those who are there when times are at their worst. I think we have a moral obligation to make sure they have what they need to take care of our veterans, and that's the big focus I had. So I'm very pleased with how that turned out. And, you know, we'll be back at this in October for committees, and January we'll start off the next session.
Well, you know, one of the pet projects of mine is, if you want to call it, you know, Free Florida, then maybe we should go along with 45 states that allow some form of open carry. And I'm dismayed that the leadership keeps pushing that down and pushing that down. I'd love to see it succeed. What are your thoughts, and can you bring a bill up?
Yeah, so I'm a 2A guy. I love it. And I don't know that you're going to have the votes for 2A in the Senate. I would do it in a heartbeat. I think we've got less than 20 as of right now that would support that. My fear is that if you do that, you're going to kill any other potential movement. But am I afraid to do it? No. Am I willing to do it? Yes. We just got to see what happens and how this thing plays out. I would love to bring all of our 2A rights back, but I'm not going to trade perfect for wins. I'm going to get every inch I can, because if we don't, we're failing our community. We're failing our kids. We've got to claw back every single thing.
Yep.
You know, the 21 to 18, I ran that last year. I think that's probably the most egregious problem. That is purely constitutional. I think you look at some of the red flag discussion and some of the exclusion zones. I don't love any of those. I think those are things we should be talking about and working through. And, of course, I think open carry is a cherry on top in terms of all of these things. There's a lot of work to do.
Alligator Alcatraz getting a lot of media play. I know we've covered a lot of that, but a little closer to home for me, at least, because I live out in the Keystone Heights area. What's the possibility that part of Camp Blanding may be on the drawing board for a possibility of doing something similar to Alligator Alcatraz?
Well, you know, I'm hearing that as well, and I don't think it's a horrible idea. There's space available. This is all going to be reimbursed through DHS, it looks like, so this is a win for the state. This is a revenue source while solving a huge issue at the state level. Because let's be honest, just housing them, yes, we'll get reimbursed, but when they come, people come off the books that are illegally here and are taking taxpayer dollars for whatever services, that's a problem, right? That's a net gain no matter what we do.
No,
especially if we're talking about our criminal elements within the illegal immigrant community. We absolutely need to do that. So,
well, yeah,
I think
I'm not being an NIMBY. I support that. I support Alligator Alcatraz. I support the governor's efforts for deportation, of course, with the president along with it. And we all got to do our part and a little bit of sacrifice to make things right.
Yeah, every state's a border state, man. You can't say it enough. If people don't think illegal immigration is a problem in Florida, you haven't traveled the state of Florida.
You know, we cover Gainesville, Ocala, and a broader area in our listenership, but we're actually in Gainesville. And this sanctuary city status that they've had through the years and stuff, you know, what is Florida going to do specifically, or is this going to be done more on a federal level to make sure that, you know, bad guys that are illegal get taken off the streets in sanctuary cities as well?
Well, I think Governor DeSantis has been incredibly clear. This is not the state. If you're going to be a sanctuary city, you're going to play those games, you're going to pay a price. 100%. Guys, we have to look out for our citizens first. You know, you and I have talked about it multiple times on this show. We have to do what's right for our citizens and our people. And yes, do I have empathy for people? Yeah, I've traveled the entire world. But I give all of my love, all of my support to our American citizens, keeping them safe, keeping our communities moving forward and doing what's right. If you entered the states illegally, that's the crime. That is a crime in and of itself, and we have to be serious about our border and about our state and our national boundaries. It's an important part of this. So, yeah, if you're a sanctuary city, I would definitely rethink your approach to this. This is not the state to do that, and I don't think the governor is ever going to back down, and the president's been very clear on this issue as well.
Now, one of the things in Tallahassee, you know, we've been following and is a big concern, you know, for the constituents is, you know, the high cost of insurance, automobile insurance, one of them, but certainly homeowners insurance. And I know we've made some strides. Is there any future plans to work even harder to bring costs down?
Oh, 100%. Look, we have got to keep digging into this. You know, what's nice is 2 years back, we did all of that tort reform. We've seen that help. Right, we've got other insurance companies that have come back into the market, more within the secondary market. That helps drive down the cost because of competition. Insurance companies are filing for rate reductions now, finally, for the first time in a decade for many cases. But yes, we're not done yet. What we know is that the tort reform worked. There are still a few things we can tweak in that arena, but there's other levers to pull within the insurance arena as well, and we're going to look at all of those. But what I want folks to know is at no point have your local or state leadership just sat back on our hands and hoped and prayed for the best and done nothing. What I am very hesitant to do, I'd say even reticent to do, is start pulling levers before we know exactly what the laws we wrote before that have done, because holy cow, the compounding factor and mistakes that can happen when you write a law, readjust the law, and keep going down, you just keep chasing your tail, and you can never fix the root cause because you really don't know what you're doing or what worked or didn't. But we have good data now, and I think we're starting to move towards that. But the market is stabilizing. There are more companies coming in, and hopefully, God willing, we won't have a huge hurricane hit the state this year, and I think you'll see great returns moving forward. But yes, we'll work on it, Bob. All day, every day.
We love it. Florida State Senator Jay Collins, thank you for your service to the country. Thank you for now serving at the state level. Thanks for all you've done, bringing people back from Israel. And we wish you safety and continue good job.
Well, hey, I appreciate it. Thanks for the opportunity. Love being on the show. And have a great week. And God bless, my friend.
Same to you. And we look forward to future conversations. It is 8:46. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We've got plenty of headlines. And, of course, the top story still being what's going on in Texas. We'll give you the latest coming up. 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It's Trash Talking Tuesday, in case you didn't know that. Brought to you by Florence Recycling. It is 8:50 right now, 10 minutes till 9 o'clock. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And hey, wear whatever you want on your feet when you go to the airport now.
I thought I was hearing some rumor about not having to take your shoes off. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, it's not a 100% done deal, okay. But it looks like it's heading in that direction where you will be able to keep your shoes on.
Because I wish more people could, just saying.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, you want to wear nice, clean socks. You're going to be at the airport. They're going to be exposed. But then you walk on their dirty, floor. Nasty carpet or floor, and you're like,
I know.
Yeah.
Now you got everybody else's germs in your shoes.
There were some places where they didn't make us do that.
Really?
It was, yeah. So I think it's kind of currently sort of a hit and miss. It'll be rolled back, they say, completely. Nothing's official quite yet.
Right.
But I guess part of it is because there's newer technology.
Yeah. Well, it was so frustrating because every time one person did something, all of a sudden the whole world has to, you know, put up with the hassle and the threat because of the threat of one person.
Well,
so that's frustrating.
Look, if you're a regular flyer, you probably already have done that TSA pre-check thing, and there you can avoid all that.
Yep.
And I don't fly enough, I don't think, to make it worth my while.
Right.
But if I did fly more than a couple times a year, yeah, I'd definitely do it.
I fly enough to know the routine, so it doesn't take me off guard, so I'm like ready when I get there. No, it's not a surprise.
Yeah,
so.
Greg wears just a skimpy pair of shorts, a tank top, and flip-flops, and he's ready to fly.
There you go.
No.
Not really.
No. You're more professional in your appearance than that.
Yes, I am.
I'm not, but you are.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it looks like that's what the travel insiders are all saying is going to happen, according to some kind of internal memo. And hopefully that requirement to remove your shoes may be going away, and it may happen fairly soon. So
that would be nice.
That would be nice. All right. What else is going on? You've got this situation in Texas that it just rips your heart out. Over 100 people, what they got, 104, I believe, already accounted for as in deceased, and still several dozen missing. Still, the search continues. The hope is, the prayer is, find some people alive. That would be absolutely awesome.
Oh, yeah.
But that's a tough job, and it's really tough on the parents, especially if kids, you know, that at that camp, and if you can't imagine. But then, of course, there's political idiots that have to somehow try to blame Trump on this. One of them is this guy Matthew Dowd, who was he worked for the Bush-Cheney campaign, but I don't know that he was ever really a Republican or whatever. Anyway, he's an idiot. So he's trying to blame a lack of funding, that somehow made the Texas floods worse. It's absolutely not true. And anybody who tries to point to that is not only wrong, but now that it's been completely pointed out that they're wrong, anything they say, if they continue down that line, they're liars and they're malicious and they're idiots, okay? And they have no compassion whatsoever, or they could easily put their empathy and compassion aside. Mm-hmm. If it's just one chance to throw an arrow at Donald Trump, that truly is a sickness, but we already know that.
Yeah.
We've already applied a name to it, Trump derangement syndrome. So meteorologists have come forward, like from the National Weather Service. In fact, not only were they staffed up to their normal situation, they had extra staff during the Texas floods, absolutely not impacted by any so-called Trump cuts. That is completely NOAA said the same thing. The National Weather Service, everybody did their jobs during the devastating floods. They even had extra staff on hand for the storm. Even establishment media outlets like the Associated Press have reported on the weather community's pushback on the narrative. While the DNC, the Democrat National Committee, sent out memos arguing that the Trump administration refused to backfill key roles, likely contributing to preventable deaths and worsened devastation. An absolute and utter lie. Shows you the level of desperation is incredible within the Democratic Party. This is just another of the many examples that they say, oh yeah, this could have been prevented. Bull hockey. All right? And they were completely staffed.
Yeah.
So that you can forget about that. In fact, even one of the National Weather Service union guys had to come forward and say, it's not a regular thing that I agree with President Trump. It doesn't happen often. But in this case, he is absolutely right. Absolutely right. I agree with the President of the United States because he was right when he said the National Weather Service offices did their jobs. Can you imagine?
Wow.
I mean, it's a natural disaster situation.
In the middle of the night, no less, which obviously made it worse.
And you can somehow try to make it
right.
Trump's fault. These people are...
They've lost it. They really
disturbed.
Have. They are disturbed.
Okay, they are disturbed. Yeah. 9 o'clock stretch is coming up. We'll still have many more headlines, the important stories. It's all coming your way on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.